they are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Carnegie, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. This is a show about Native issues and human issues. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. My name is Robert Pilot, and Wakunja Hade is my Ho-Chunk name, which means distant thunder. And I want to welcome everyone to the Friday edition.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
It's a hotline today.
It is a hotline today. It sure is.
Ooh, everyone's off a little bit. That's we had our guest on at 5:15. She thought it was 6:15.
Well, you know what? I walked around Menards aimlessly.
Oh, don't say the name or they'll have to sponsor us.
For I don't know how long. And you know how big that place is. And I needed a few things. And, of course, everything I needed was on opposite ends of the store. And then somebody told me where something was, and it was in the wrong space. So I think I got all my 10,000 steps in just Menards today alone.
Wow.
So.
That's brutal.
It was brutal. But it was cool in there. It was cool in there. I can't complain.
It's cool in the studio here for a while.
For a little while.
I'm not covering up the air duct, so we'll just have cool air in here now, yeah, hopefully.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be going out of town this weekend. Uh-huh. I won a legislator with the help of many, many, many people.
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm really grateful for that. Mm-hmm. I'll be sworn in June 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be virtual, which kind of bums me out. But
yeah, it is. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's still at the end of the month, so you never know. Everything's changing daily still.
Right.
So,
I went to the last one 2 years ago, and there was a lot of people.
Yeah.
And we could have our own table. Mm-hmm. It'd be a lot of fun. I know Ogama is doing the news here, but mm-hmm. she's going to be heading right up to, and she can tell our audience what she's going to be doing. And I'll be seeing her sometime Saturday. So welcome, Ogama, and I know you got to get going, so talk really fast. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, thanks for that, Robert and Wendy. So I'm going to be heading up to the Treaty People Gathering in northern Minnesota this weekend. I'm leaving right after the show. I'm actually going to leave maybe a little early tonight to go finish a few last-minute packing things. So the Treaty People Gathering is a gathering and camping event full of community for people who really wish that Line 3 would not be happening, because it's going to be destroying a lot of really pristine territory in Minnesota and violates treaty rights. If you don't know what the Treaty People Gathering is, you can still go to treatypeoplegathering.com to find out some more information. Otherwise, you can follow Native Roots Radio, myself, or Robert Pilot over this weekend. We'll be doing a little bit of coverage on that as we're there. Speaking of the Treaty People's Gathering, the Minnesota Miners, at Minnesota Miners on Twitter today, tweeted at Governor Tim Walz, "What are you prepared to do concerning the possible escalation in protest concerning at Enbridge Line 3 restart? They are advocating an escalation in violence and trying to be arrested. Don't make this another Minneapolis." And then they tagged the Treaty People Gathering. So I just want to take a minute and clear the air here. I've been covering the Line 3, following the Line 3, been involved with Line 3 for a very long time. And nothing has ever been violent or insinuated to be violent. People are gathering in community as like-minded people to talk about treaty rights. And because the legal courses of action that could have been taken to stop this project continue to fail Native people. So,
well, Ogama, too, and remind everyone, Standing Rock was a prayerful and peaceful and not even a protest. We were protecting water, and this is the same thing. So the escalation was by the armored police and the police state, like everything, even all the way back to the Black Hills in the 80s with the uranium. It looked the same, militarized police. And let's hope that's not happening in up there, because I know you're getting arrested.
Hey now. Yes. So anybody who's listening, you know, put out some good vibes in the universe for us if you feel like it. We could all use that. It's going to be really hot this weekend. We're going to be outdoors a lot of the weekend, or at least I will. So Treaty People Gathering's happening this weekend. Native Roots Radio will be covering it, and we'll probably get back to a little bit more regular news next week on upcoming events for the environment, not just Line 3, but other events that are coming up. We've really been focusing on this one. So in other news, yesterday afternoon, Winston Smith was killed by police in Minneapolis in the parking ramp by Lake and Girard Street. The police officers promptly released a statement claiming that Smith was a murder suspect. And then a few hours later, the story was actually revised to say that there was a suspicion he had a felony. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension now reports that Ramsey County Sheriff's Deputy and Hennepin County Sheriff Deputy opened fire on Smith. Investigators are claiming that Smith fired from inside his vehicle and that a gun was recovered at the scene. However, U.S. Marshals Service does not allow the use of body cameras for officers serving on the North Star Fugitive Task Force, nor is there squad camera footage of this incident. So for anybody who didn't hear, there was some more protests and people who were very upset about this last night. If you had not deduced as if you hadn't deduced, Winston Smith is a black man. And people in Minneapolis all down Lake Street were very upset, and rightfully so, at this event that happened yet again, just a little more than a year after George Floyd's murder. So hopefully we'll have more information on that come Monday.
Hopefully there's cameras in the parking lot, because it was in a parking lot. And then I also heard that this guy was a comedian and he was on a regular shows and he was a well-known person. So this is really... really kind of peculiar, to say the least.
Yeah. My understanding is that Winston Smith went by Winston Boogie Smith on social media. So if you haven't yet, you can always go check out their page. It's really important to make sure that we are aware that, you know, when there's a police killing, that these are real people. These are not, you know, just people who show up in the news. So, my deepest condolences to Winston Smith's family and all of those who are mourning his loss at the hands of a police officer. Other good news for your Friday, I want to just touch base on this. Trump is banned from Facebook for 2 years, if you guys did not hear that. Did you hear that yet?
Yeah, it should be for life. He's upset, but for inciting the January 6th
insurrection.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yes, so the decision came because Facebook's oversight board had initially told the company it was wrong to impose an indefinite ban on Trump. So they basically rewrote the rules, and they have new rules for public figures in times of civil unrest and violence that are, quote, to be applied in exceptional cases such as this. Trump has received the maximum penalty under those rules, given the gravity of the circumstances leading to his suspension. So we can all be free of Donald Trump on at least Facebook until at least January 7th of 2023. And I want to celebrate that this Friday.
Twitter was when he did the most damage. And I heard a report that they're going to start charging for Twitter now. They're doing it in Canada and another country, testing it. So that'll be interesting, too, because I still can't figure out Twitter. And I'm, like, not dumb.
It will be interesting. In other news, too, I just want to throw this out there, too, that the Karuk tribe of Northern California has declared a state of climate emergency in response to record low precipitation in the Klamath Basin, and they're experiencing massive juvenile salmon kills. So climate change really is affecting Native people first.
And it's affecting us all today, because it's only the first week in June, and it's darn near 100 degrees.
Exactly.
All right, Pinigigi Ogama, start heading in toward the treaty place, and we'll see you tomorrow. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and up next, State Senator Mary Kunish. We'll be right back.
Stay with us.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The Department of Indian Work partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. Now you can call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can also schedule a free COVID-19 vaccine at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Appointments are available for residents 16 years of age and older. Vaccines are available to certain residents of Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, and Dakota counties. Call the Minnesota American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986 to find out when you can get your free COVID-19 vaccination. Appointments are available April 16th through June 19th. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
Over the past year and more, we've all missed out on a lot. Family time, graduations, weddings. And missing those events, we've missed out on even more. Friendships, connections, community, belonging. That's a long time to miss things this important. So don't miss on getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccines are now available throughout Hennepin County to anyone over the age of 16. Just visit TakeCareHennepin.org and sign up to get yours. That's TakeCareHennepin.org.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakun Jahade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Wow. Hey, it is a hotline.
And it is a hotline. It's a hot day for a hotline.
And we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, who was here earlier for the rehearsal. You were here for the rehearsal of the show.
It's always good to rehearse.
But hey, welcome! Great to see you. It's Friday, and it's always so good to see State Senator Mary Kunish.
I mean, today I have been so discombobulated. I showed up to my neighbor's anniversary party this afternoon as well. It's not till tomorrow. So yeah. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if the heat is percolating my brain or what, but I'm glad it's Friday and I'm ready to take a breather for a minute.
Yeah. Well, you are a busy person and I mean, you have to. I cut the grass earlier today, and I'm just going, wow, heat never really affected me, but mm-hmm. I had to sit down for a little bit.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, I was in Menards, and I kept looking at my list for, like, the four things I needed, and I'd remember one, and I had to keep looking at my list to remember the three other things I needed, literally, and I walked 10,000 steps in that store today.
Well, the heat came fast. I mean, wasn't it just last week where we were all bundled up and it was cold, and now here we are. What did they say? It's like 102 degrees in Fargo, North Dakota.
Wow.
So yeah, it's upon us.
Well, hey, introduce yourself to everybody. And we're here in Madison and Chicago and the Twin Cities, and just some people might not know who you are, because sometimes we take it for granted because you're so cool, you know, that hey, everybody knows Mary Kunish.
Yeah, cool on a hot day. So I am State Representative Mary Kunesh. I spent 4 years in the House of Representatives here in Minnesota. And first 2 years were really learning years. And then we got some good work done those last 2 years of the House. And now I was just elected to the Senate this past November. My senator decided to retire. So I stepped in and hope to do some of the good work and bring some of the good work that we were doing in the House over to the Senate. My family is from Standing Rock. So I grew up with the stories of my grandpa being born out there and growing up out there and staying connected to our family through the stories that we'd hear. And spent 25 years as a library media specialist in the public school system and have 3 great kids and going to be a grandma in October. And I have a wonderful dog to keep me active as well. So that's a little bit about me, keeping me busy.
That's awesome. I don't know if you heard this, but I won a legislator for Ho-Chunk Nation.
You did? Congratulations.
Oh, yes, yes. Woo-hoo! Thank you.
Wow,
for your,
look at you. For your support. What do we call you?
Mr. Legislator, please.
Oh, no, Mr. Legislator. Are you a tribal rep? Are you the chief? Are you
I'm a representative, so a legislator.
So there you go. Rep Pilot. Oh. Very cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. So we're really happy here, and we know as you know, probably better than we do, and I'll find out. It's like, watch what you pray for. You might get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Now the work
I think people underestimate the work that goes into being an elected official, especially, well, I would say locally as well. But when you're at the state or the federal level, you know, you just, your time is not your own anymore. And you just have to be realize that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I was saying last week, I think one of the really things that I've observed about you being in the community is how accessible you are to everybody. And that's awesome, because I know some politicians come in and get swept away. And next thing you know, what happened to them? But you you stay with people and talk to them and meet them where they're at. And that's really what I want to do.
Well,
is
good.
Meet people where they're at.
I mean, my thought on that is how do I legislate if I don't know what the issues are or what folks are talking about in our community? And there's just so many cool people to meet, you know, and hear about the things that are happening all over the place. I kind of want to be there where the action's at. You know, I would not have met you, and I would not have been on this radio show had it not been for the fact that I was elected to the House. And so these are the things that broaden my life as well as helps me understand what the issues are locally and in a more broader sense as well.
Yeah. Tomorrow I'm going to be heading to a powwow at 11 in South St. Paul schools, and then do an hour there and see some people and mask up, and then go up to the Deep North and talk in treaties and pipelines and Jane Fonda and Winona LaDuke. So that's going to be my weekend. And but, you know, to get out there, and it's that time again where we can get out there, Mary.
It is. I have to say that when I was first elected, what really impressed me and kind of blew my mind was how many of the people from greater Minnesota would drive down for a day to do something at the legislature. They might get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and drive 6 hours to get to the Capitol in order to speak on a certain bill or something like that. And then they turn around and go back. And it just always really impressed me. I worked on a campaign and I was working, it was actually my daughter was working on a campaign for a governor, and it was middle of January and they were sending her out into the boonies, you know, on cold winter, snowy days. And so I would ride along with her and she'd meet up with farmers and representatives out there. And again, those people were so well informed. They knew what was going on at the Capitol. Some would say, oh, I just drove over there, you know, on Wednesday and sat in on the Ag Committee or this or that. And so when I was elected, I thought, you know what, if these people can come down to the Capitol and represent their communities, you know, in a non-elected way under special issues, then I can drive up to those places as well and get out of town and see some of those things. So I do hope to get up to the Great North End and mingle with the folks on Line 3 and see and hear what's going on. It might not be till Tuesday, but I hope to get up there.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Jane Fonda will still be up there and you can get a selfie with her. But, you know, I think people are going to stand. I'm not going to. I'm going to try and cover this, and then I'm going to be on the radio nationally at in between 2 and 3, and then we'll do our show up from up there. And because Monday is the day where things are going to be happening.
Okay.
So keeping our fingers crossed that, you know, I heard there's going to be mass numbers of people up there. So that's a good thing. But, you know, we're going up there in prayerful, peaceful way like we did in Standing Rock. So we'll see what the reaction is, because, you know, we're fighting a foreign country business that's desecrating and going through our waterways up in northern Minnesota, where, as you know, in Lake Itasca, in the beginning of the Mississippi River, you can drink that water.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we used to rent a cabin up there every year in the summertime. And I took my kids there every single summer, and we walked across and drank a little bit of the water and, you know, heard the stories. And so I just it's just unfathomable to me that Enbridge got this far without, you know, getting the kibosh. And, you know, there's just really no reason for this line going through Minnesota. I guess I would just say, why didn't you run it through your own, up through Canada? You know, why don't you do it somewhere else, but not in Minnesota? And it's just really disturbing, because all of the promises that were made, you know, there'll be jobs like crazy. And what did they say? Not even a third of the guys that are working on the line are from Minnesota. You know, we were so concerned about the rise in sex trafficking or alcohol and drug, you know, access. And those have proven to be true. Remember that they had that sting early on, and right away they caught a couple of those Enbridge guys. There was even the guys that were using the homeless shelters to stay in, because so they didn't have to pay for housing. It just, I don't know. I don't know how many people really appreciate having what they say, 4,000, over 4,000, you know, men descend upon their communities, whether it's traffic, you know, congestion or.
Well, right in the pandemic, Mary.
Yeah, in the pandemic. I mean, in the flipping pandemic. And maybe, you know, they'll say, see, nothing really happened, or we caught on to the sting, you know, before much damage could be done or any damage does, but we don't know what's really going on behind all of that stuff and what it's going to leave behind, because Enbridge will invest in communities and help them build community centers and things like that. And then they leave. Right. And now the community is responsible for the maintenance and the cost of keeping those buildings up. That happened over in Dapple, where they would build, you know, these Olympic size pools inside of community centers. Well, what community can you know, can continue to support that financially? And I don't know that there was really good thought in when that went into it.
Hey, can you stay with us for another segment? Maybe we can talk a little bit about residential schools.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Your home's insulation probably isn't something you think about too much, but it's absolutely vital to keeping your home comfortable in both the summer and winter. So have AirSealTech, Minnesota's premier insulation contractor, provide a free no-obligation inspection on your home's insulation health. Their highly trained installers can make your home more comfortable and energy efficient year-round. And right now, AirSealTech will double your insulation rebate up to $1,000 if you mention AM950. Call 612-888-3664. That's AirSealTech. They bring comfort home.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
You've heard the screamers, you've heard the shouters. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Weeknights from 8 to 10 p.m. on AM 950.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
The Department of Indian Work partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. Now you can call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can also schedule a free COVID-19 vaccine at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Appointments are available for residents 16 years of age and older. Vaccines are available to certain residents of Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, and Dakota counties. Call the Minnesota American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986 to find out when you can get your free COVID-19 vaccination. Appointments are available April 16th through June 19th. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for clear skies overnight with a low around 73, Saturday sunny with a high near 98, Sunday sunny with a high near 94, and Monday sunny with a high around 91. Create a bee-friendly landscape in your backyard with Minnehaha Falls Landscaping. They can build patios, walkways, retaining walls, butterfly gardens, and more. So get started towards your eco- and pollinator-friendly backyard today with Minnehaha Falls Landscaping. Visit MinnehahaFallsLandscape.com.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are a loosened nation.
Hey, welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice, and the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Right. Hey, thanks. Hey, we're here with Minnesota State Senator Mary Kunish, and we kind of ended with a little teaser there, and I've been talking about this all week, and mm-hmm. Wendy and I went to that ceremony for 215 candles lit on Monday. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I've been kind of emotional and living through this the whole week here. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I can't imagine, you know, what our relatives have went through back then. So welcome back, State Senator.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Wendy. Yeah, it's been a tough week. I've been really emotional when the report came out of Canada about the unmarked graves of 250 Native kids that that died in their in a boarding school there. That's a part of the history of Canada and of the United States that a lot of folks don't know. And I had a conversation with a man a week or so ago. He thought he had a good idea about how to fix this Indian issue across the board. And I sent him home with a list of to-dos to educate himself around. He had no idea about boarding schools. He had no idea about the 60s scoop. He had no idea about the MMIW and the historical trauma and the jurisdictional issues that are all part of that. And then here comes this article about, you know, an awareness. Canada's, you know, asking forgiveness for the work that was, or the horrors that were done to our kids back in the day. Again, you know, just like with the missing and murdered Indigenous women, I always said there's not one of us that doesn't have a relative or a loved one or somebody close to us who hasn't experienced that within their family or the history of their relatives. And I'm sure it's the same with these boarding schools, these residential schools. Kids were removed forcibly from the homes. In fact, you know, the authorities would just drive up to the buildings, to the houses, get out and just literally snatch those kids away and put them into schools. Or they would withhold the food stuff and the supplies that the tribes were promised. And they'd say, we won't give you your supplies until you send your kids to these schools. This is what we need to do. And it was really under that auspice, it was a genocide under the auspice of kill the Indian and save the man. And so, yeah, it's really horrifying. And I'm glad it's starting to come to light. We have to tell these stories as heartful as they are.
Yeah, and that's why I kind of, you know, at least this week, I bring it up almost every day of the show. And I have, because I think it's something that we need to talk about. It's affected our community in so many different ways and so many different generations. I was talking to Robert Lilligren yesterday on the show, and it was just saying, you know, somebody's grandmother, great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, great-great-great-grandmother. I mean, it just affects so many generations. And, you know, yeah. I also really get emotional, and I mentioned this yesterday, too, that, you know, I've seen this picture of teepees outside a residential school where the family mm-hmm. come up and want to be close to their children because they were scooped up.
Yeah, it's true. I know my grandfather... his older brother was sent to Carlisle actually a couple of times. And his brother tried to escape again and again and again. And you can actually go onto the website for Carlisle School out in Pennsylvania and look up old documents. And we found a document, a card that showed how many times he was enrolled, how many times he ran uh-huh. away. And it wasn't until the last time that he was running away and jumping trains to get back to the reservation, he fell off and his foot was cut off. And then they finally let him go home. But he was, you know, he had a very troubled life. He had his wife was my great aunt Josephine Kelly Gates, who Gates Kelly, who was the first tribal chairwoman out there, and he had some wonderful children, but he himself really, really struggled and really paid for it in so many different ways.
Yeah, I know. There's a story of my Gaga, my grandma, who my great-grandfather came and kidnapped her out of the boarding school in the middle of the night. And so she wasn't affected by that. But, you know, affected by many other things, though, you know.
Absolutely. You know, how long have I been on this radio show with you? 3 years or so?
Almost.
And I remember early on, somebody from Canada contacted me through Facebook Messenger, and he wanted to tell me about a movie out of Canada. And I don't know if you've seen this one. It's called Iron Horse. So if this gentleman is listening, and his son was in the movie. I think his son was Lonnie. Lonnie was a young boy that didn't speak any English and was beaten again and again for speaking English. But it's the story of a young boy named Saul. And Saul, through a series of events, is left by his grandmother dies, and he ends up in a residential school in Canada. And it goes through the whole process of this. And, you know, it was a Catholic boarding school, residential school, and, you know, there's stories to be told there. But it's very emotional. There are some really, really hard scenes in it. But the movie is called Iron Horse. And it was.
Is that the hockey one?
Yeah, it's the hockey one. It was from 2017, I believe.
Yeah, Ajuak, who's Winona LaDuke's boy, played in that. He was the older version of the hockey player. And he did the show a bunch of times, but yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean, if anybody who's listening has the opportunity to find that, it was on Netflix a while ago. I watched it twice, but every time it's so emotional. There's so much there to process.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting, too. I remember when Netflix put it out there, and there was a lot of people in our community that I saw over Facebook that couldn't watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very emotional. I'm not going to lie. And I won't say, but it's really something it's hard for a lot of people to understand this, and they'll say, oh, that was then, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's the same thing over and over and over again. If they don't see the movie, or they don't see an image of it, it doesn't have the same impact, the emotional impact that when we hear the stories from the mouths of the folks that are really suffering from it.
Yeah. I mean, it was hard. It's definitely hard. Just to change speeds here a little bit, have you looked at the Peacock Network? They have that... they have a comedy show, a native comedy show on. What's the name of that again, Wendy?
Oh, Robert, I don't know. I don't remember the name of anything. no, I don't remember the name, but it is. It's really. It's called Rutherford Falls. It just came to my mind.
Yeah.
Rutherford Falls.
So that's an opposite kind of thing of what we're talking about. It's like very well done.
Mm-hmm.
And it stars. That guy that was in The Hangover, and he was also in The Office. He's produces it, and it's fun because like Bobby Wilson, who's from Minnesota, is in it, and he plays in the casino. But check it out, because we series 4, episode 4, I should say, there's a really good speech by the tribal president about a writer. All right, I'm going to get it out. Jeez, bug. Patience.
But the Peacock Network, it's easy to log on to, and it's free. The Peacock Network. Rutherford Falls, it's really very well done and put together. It's really fantastic.
But he talks about how we think as Native people in 7 generations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, yeah, check it out if you can, Mary.
Yeah, make you laugh.
And your dog.
I will. Native humor is very unique, right? And so I'll look for that.
Yes.
Cool. So, hey, it sounds like the dog wants to either go for a walk or needs the air conditioning turned up higher. Would you have anything?
No, there's a little bunny out there.
Oh,
do you have we got 2 minutes here. What else are you doing? I mean, you're off for a little bit, but that was totally relative because you became a full-time employee of the state because of this pandemic.
Absolutely. And you know, Minnesota did not meet its budget. We don't have a budget that's agreed upon. So we'll be going back into special session, we expect, on June 14th. And the last I heard, it could be a couple of weeks of work There's so many committee meetings and that we have not come to agreement on, education being one of them. Right. And the big holdout is for the Republicans want vouchers in whatever way they can get them. Draining the public school system that's already in dire needs itself. And so there's still so much work left to do. I don't know. There's a lot of talk about we need to change this to more of a full-time position than a part-time. I'm just glad that I retired from school and don't have to go back and do that.
Yeah, wow. Well, I just want to say really thank you, deeply thank you for stopping in on Fridays and talking with us. It really means a lot to Wendy and I and also our listeners. And I know it's great to have you on, and we'll see you soon.
Absolutely. I hope to see you up north in the next few days.
Sounds great. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio, and that was State Senator Mary Kunish. And wow, Wendy, just a lot of great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We always love having her on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're up next. We're going to talk some animal issues here. What do we got going?
We got some fun stuff going on, like not just one animal. We're going to talk about them all.
All right, good. Hey, we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Stronghearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Stronghearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
Over the past year and more, we've all missed out on a lot. Family time, graduations, weddings. And missing those events, we've missed out on even more. Friendships, connections, community, belonging. That's a long time to miss things this important. So don't miss on getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccines are now available throughout Hennepin County to anyone over the age of 16. Just visit TakeCareHennepin.org and sign up to get yours. That's TakeCareHennepin.org.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are the Alusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back. Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Good one. Hey, this show is dedicated for those who give back and fight back for our people and our beings and our relatives. We are the resistance. We are awake. All things are relatives in what we do to everything we do to ourselves. All is one. Black Elk. I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy Pilot. Wendy has been an animal advocate for many years. She is a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and she works on animal issues at the state and local level. Tell us your name, Wendy, and welcome.
Hi, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. And as always, Curtis, thank you for that name. I really love it and appreciate it. So Yeah, so it's really, really hot out there. Put out some water for the wildlife, the squirrels and the bunnies and whatever little animals are around are going to need some water. All the water sources have dried up by now. So there's some water in the backyard. I saw a squirrel out there earlier who looked like he was just like laying there, just really, really hot. And I never saw this before in my entire life, but I was out there doing a few things in the garden and I found a caterpillar, like a little green caterpillar. It was about an inch long.
Probably one of those and moth ones.
It was on the sidewalk, like right in the sun, and I thought it was dead, but I picked it up and it was alive. So I had it in my hand and I took a because I had the water out there in a bowl, I took just put my finger in the bowl and I put a drop of water in front of the caterpillar that was on my finger and it drank the water. I never saw anything like that before in my life, and I wish that I had my camera so I could have videotaped it, because I was really surprised that it drank the water. But
well, I was really surprised.
Everything's thirsty, right? Water is life.
Right on. I was really surprised when you told me that bees and why you put those little rocks in our bird feeder. I thought
the
bird Lepeth.
Yeah, they land on them so they don't drown.
So what else? Bees and what else?
Bees, butterflies, hummingbirds. I have to put the sugar out for them tonight too. I will. I want to give a shout out and a birthday, happy birthday to Tiergan.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to be celebrating tomorrow with Hadley.
I'm going to miss
and
out.
Shania. Well, you know what?
What?
I know. Oh. I'm sorry. I have to stay here and hold down the fort because of our three animals.
Not
and,
only that, you're stuck in the studio on Monday, too.
When the cat's away, the mice will play.
Yeah.
That's part of the animal section, too.
Hey, you'll be like running mission control here from the studio
I will on Monday. Yeah.
It'll be just kind of like that when we were up in Duluth.
Yeah.
You're all alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be fine. I want to.
You, Dr. Stately.
I know, definitely. I want to thank Representative Andrew Chesney of Illinois. He's a Republican. Illinois just became the fifth state to pass a humane pet store ordinance, which prohibits pet stores from partnering with puppy mills. And this was a bipartisan bill. The vote went 38-12, and it passed on May 31st. I talked about this when it was, they were working on it, but it finally passed, and it is an ordinance now in Illinois. So way to go. And the reason why is because no responsible breeder ever sells to a pet store. So that's that. But Robert, I have like 50 of the best fun and random facts about animals.
Oh, I love that. That's must be Friday.
It's really funny. some of them are funny and some of them we talked about before and some of them I didn't even know. A gorillas can catch human colds and other illnesses.
Yeah.
A newborn Chinese water deer is so small it could almost be held in the palm of the hand.
A water deer? I want one.
Yeah, aren't they cute? Remember those little deer we saw in the Keys, Florida? Keys?
Oh, yeah.
Those were little, like, deer, but they were, like, as big as, like...
A chihuahua.
Like a chihuahua, yeah.
Our chihuahua.
They were kind of on the big side. But right. Yeah, they were really cute. But those were little deer also.
Yeah.
Ostriches can run faster than horses. And the males can roar like lions. Ostriches. Yep.
Whoa.
And here's something I didn't know. A lion in the wild usually makes no more than 20 kills per year. I thought like a lion would go out and hunt every day.
Some are vegans.
No, they're not.
No?
No. But I didn't know that they only did 20 kills per year.
That's so you're going to have to come back with us and tell us if it just takes a long time for them to digest the food.
Or eat it, right? I mean, if they get like a big animal. Like a
hyena.
Like an elk. Like
hyena.
No, I don't think they're very big. But if a lion brings down an animal and then they can't. And they don't have to share it with a lot of other lions, then I guess they get to feed on that for a few days. But yeah, you might be right. Maybe they just digest it slower. The female lion does 90% of the hunting.
Well, I believe that.
I could have told you that.
Right.
The only dog that doesn't have a pink tongue is a chow.
What?
They have a black tongue. Turtles, water snakes, crocodiles, alligators, dolphins, whales, and other water-going creatures will drown if they're kept underwater for too long. I think we kind of know that, too. Yep, somebody just posted Louis Eagle Thunder. The TikTok guy just put on Facebook, a vegan lion is a dead lion. That's right. I think that, well, they do need meat because of their the way they digest their food and everything. But I won't talk about that and humans because humans don't need meat. Yeah. Anyway, let's see here. Almost, I don't want to talk about that one. Let's Good. See. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, on average, dogs have better eyesight than humans, although not as colorful.
Mm.
Deer have no gallbladders.
What?
I don't think you really need a gallbladder anyway. It's mine. Just kind of a... It's a organ that holds bile from the liver, and it just breaks down like fatty fats, but you don't really need your gallbladder.
Thank you.
Yeah. There is an average of 50,000 spiders per acre in green areas.
Okay. That one just went over my head because it's 95 degrees out. Okay.
A bat, I think I've mentioned this once before. The bat is the only mammal that can fly. And the leg bones of a bat are so thin that no bat can walk. There's no walking bats.
Wow.
And what were we saying about the hummingbirds? The hummingbirds.
They can't walk either.
They hop.
Do
or
they
can't hop. I don't remember. I have
don't
to look that up.
I think they have legs. I think they can go backwards.
Some male songbirds sing more than 2,000 times each day. The only mammals to undergo menopause are elephants, humpback whales, and human females. A tarantula spider can survive for more than 2 years without food. I wouldn't want to go a day without food.
Shoot, a few hours for me.
I know.
I got to keep my boyish figure.
Cows can sleep standing up, but they can only dream lying down. Now, I'd like to know how they know that. Right? Like,
well, we can see when our little rescue dog is dreaming.
Yeah,
she's
she
pretending that she's walking.
She does. And sometimes she pretends that she eats too because her little mouth goes. So I think she's dreaming.
Can everyone
of food.
See that on Facebook?
No, they
and
heard
YouTube?
It.
Yep. You can see it. All right.
Stay
hey.
Cool, everybody, and put some water out for the wildlife.
Hey, I would like to end with these thoughts. If you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. The ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. That's from Chief Plenty Coops. We need to resist, divest, join a group, or run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. A quick shout out to Ogama with the news. State Senator Mary Kunish and also Wendy for great sacred animal trivia today. If you're listening to the show, we are the resistance. We are still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Stop line three.
Get vaccinated.